Starting April 1st, the tax on a pack of cigarettes in Connecticut will go up an additional 61 cents. It's the first significant tax increase passed by the state in more than 7 years, Caitlin Kim in Hartford reports.
Since taking office in 1995, Connecticut Governor John Rowland has not advocated any major tax increase, but Connecticut is facing a 2-year budget gap estimated at $1 billion. It's causing lawmakers to look for ways to raise revenues without alienating voters in an election year. The Republican governor called for raising the cigarette tax to help pull the state out of the red. Rowland calls it a voluntary tax, but Democratic Senator and smoker Brian McDermott said in debate that lawmakers are balancing the budget on the backs of smokers.
Smokers didn't cause the deficits of the state of Connecticut, but we're being forced to pay the bill for that.
Even the governor said that many smokers, including his own mother, will not want to pay the higher tax. Still other lawmakers said if you're going to raise taxes, why not go even higher? The extra money could help pay for health care programs that are facing budget cuts. Senate Majority Leader George Jepson.
I find incredible the argument that somehow 61 cents is an acceptable level for a tax increase, but 65 cents is too high, especially when the added 4 cents is for the much-needed purpose of keeping kids off of cigarettes.
At a total of $1.11, Connecticut's cigarette tax will be the third highest in the country. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Kim in Hartford.